The great Texas meteorologist Isaac Klein reportedly said back in the 30s that Texas is a land of eternal drought interrupted occasionally by biblical floods. Here is the way one writer described one of these 20-year droughts. It crept up out of Mexico, touching first along the Brackish-Pecos River and spreading then in all directions, a cancerous blight burning a scar upon the land. Just another dry spell, men said at first. Ranchers watched water holes recede to brown puddles of mud that their livestock wouldn't touch. They watched the rank weeds shrivel as the west wind relentlessly sought them out and smothered them with its hot breath. They watched the grass slowly lose its green, then curl and fire up like dying cornstalks. Men grumbled. But you learned to live with dry spells if you stayed in West Texas. There were more dry spells than wet ones. No one expected another drought like that of 33, and the really big dries, like 1928, came once in a lifetime. Why worry, they said. It would rain this fall, it always had. But it didn't, and many a boy would become a man before the land was green again. This is how Elmer Kelton's superb Texas novel, The Time It Never Rained, begins. The 1950s drought is a major character, asserting itself maliciously and unceasingly throughout the book. The central character is Charlie Flagg, a tough old rancher from a bygone era who refuses to take government aid to survive the drought. He says, "There was a time when we looked up to Uncle Sam. He was something to be proud of and respect, but now he's turned into some kind of muddle-brained sugar daddy, giving out goodies right and left in hopes that everybody's going to love him." Flagg takes you back to a time when charity was thought to be an unkind word. He warns against ranchers getting too comfortable with government aid by saying, "It divides us into selfish little groups, snarling and snapping at each other like hungry dogs, grabbing for what we can get, and to hell with everybody else. We beg and fight and prostitute ourselves. We take charity, and we give it a sweeter name." He concludes that when a rancher takes government help, as well-intentioned as the government is, and as deserving as the rancher might be, he's given up something he can never get back. He's given up a little of his self-respect, a little of his pride he used to have in taking care of himself by himself. If you asked me to list the top 10 Texas novels of all time, I could do it easily. Putting them in order, though, would be a challenge beyond me. But I can say for certain that somewhere in the top 5 would be The Time It Never Rained. Spend a few evenings with Charlie Flagg, and you will see the incomparable Texas spirit in its purest form. You will feel like you went out with your grandfather and checked all the fences, making sure they were horse-high, pig-tight, and bull-strong. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.